بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This is class number 19 from the concise admonition by Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى. And here he is reminding the person who asked him as to what is the best thing that a person can busy himself with. And he mentioned to him the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best. And then he gave some of the evidences for that from the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. Then he went to say, rahimahullah, وأقل ذلك أن يلازم العبد الأذكار المأثورة عن معلم الخير وإمام المتقين صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the least of that, of the remembrances, of the condition of the person regarding the remembrances of Allah, is for him to keep attached to the related remembrances from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the teacher of good and the leader of the pious. May Allah الصلاة والسلام be upon him. Then he said, كالأذكار المؤقتة في أول النهار وآخرة. Like, for example, the specified dhikr, remembrances, in the beginning of the day and the end of the day. So, like the beginning of the day, after Salat al-Fajr, until the sun rises, and at the end of the day, after the Asr, until sunset. These are the best of the daytime for remembrances, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in many places in the Quran. Like in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33 verse 42, قال الله تعالى وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and glorify his praises morning and afternoon. And his saying in Surah Al-Insan, chapter 76 verse 25, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, and remember the name of your Lord every morning and afternoon. And his saying in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40 verse 55, وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ, and glorify the praises of your Lord in the Ashi, the time period after the midnoon till sunset. Then he, rahimahullah, mentioned in the text, وَعِنْدَ أَخْذِ الْمَجَّعِ, when you are about to go to bed to sleep, وَعِنْدَ الْإِسْتِيقَاظِ مِنَ الْمَنَامِ, and the time the person awakes from sleep, وَأَدْبَارِ الصَّلَوَاتِ, and at the end of the prayers, the obligatory prayers. These are some examples of the timed remembrances where the dhikr is established. Then he added, rahimahullah, in addition, وَالْأَذْكَارُ الْمُقَيَّدَةِ, and the restricted remembrances, مِثْلَ مَا يُقَالُ عِنْدَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ, like what is mentioned when the person begins to eat, or before he starts the eating and the drinking, وَاللِّبَاسِ, and when the Muslim puts his clothes or her clothes on, والجماع, and the legal sexual intercourse, ودخول المنزل, entrance to the home, والمسجد, also when one enters the mosque, والخلاء, the toilet or the bathroom, والخروج من ذلك, and upon leaving these places, وعند المطر, and upon rainfall, والرعد, thunder, and so forth. Like, for example, when one intends to slaughter, or when one praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon sneezing, and upon seeing the people afflicted with hardships and calamities, and upon the renewal of Allah's favors on the person, and upon warding off evil and the like, also upon mounting the mount, entrance to the cemeteries, graveyards, upon seeing the crescent, and so forth, many remembrances. And he, rahimahullah, then said, وَقَدْ صُنِّفَتْ لَهُ الْكُتُبُ الْمُسَمَّاتُ بِعَمَلِ الْيَوْمِ وَالْلَيْلَةِ, and books had been classified, entitled the actions of the day and the night, in reference to the actions of the remembrances of Allah Azza wa Jal, like that by An-Nasa'i rahimahullah, like Al-Adhkar by An-Nawawi rahimahullah, like Al-Kalim al-Tayyib, Ibn Taymiyyah as well, and Al-Wabil al-Sayyid, Ibn al-Qayyim, and other books. Then he rahimahullah said, ثم ملازمة الذكر مطلقا, then afterwards is constantly and generally keeping on the dhikr, and that the best of it is لا إله إلا الله, and that the best of dhikr, of remembrance, is لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. So when he said constantly keeping the remembrance of Allah and abundantly doing that, this is the admonition by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:41, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, O who you believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. He said, وَأَفْضَلُهُ, and that the best of it is the saying لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. This is the best of words and of speech, and the best of remembrance, and it is kalimatul ikhlas, the word of sincerity, of tawheed, and it's the covenant, and it is kalimatul taqwa, the word of piety, and it is the firm saying and the good word, and it's the first thing upon the legally responsible and the last thing upon him, and it's the best of good deeds and the heaviest on the scale. And the evidences for this are replete. And from that is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, خَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي, the best that I had said and the prophets as well before me, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, having no partner, to him belongs al-mulk, the dominion, وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, and all the praise belongs to him, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and he is all able to do all things. Then he, رحمه الله, said, وَقَدْ تُعْرَضُ أَحْوَالٌ يَكُونُ بَقِيَّةُ الذِّكْرِ مِثْلَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْهُ, and at certain incidental occurrences, it may be that the dhikr of saying Subhanallah, which means Allah is free of all imperfection, glorifying Him, being free of all imperfection, walhamdulillah, and all praise being to Him, wallahu akbar, and Allah is greater, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is no power nor strength except by Allah. This could be better. This could be better at certain incidences and occurrences. More or better than saying لا إله إلا الله. That is because a matter could be meritorious in itself, and on the other hand, it could have an incidental merit as well. And this covers many actions. Like he, rahimahullah, mentioned in some of his works, he mentioned this matter in detail. He said, قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الذِّكْرِ, for example, the recitation of the Quran is better than the remembrances, and that the dhikr is better than the dua. The dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, is better than the dua. This is looking at them individually and independently on their essences. However, at certain times, that which is preferred may take precedence over the superior, and thus one should not abandon it for the superior. Like, for example, the tasbih in ruku' and sujood, declaring Allah free of all imperfection, while in sujood, in prostration, or in ruku' and in ruku' in the bowing position. This glorification of Allah, tasbih, is better than reciting the Quran in bowing and in prostration. Rather, the recitation of the Quran is forbidden or disliked. Similarly, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salah, in its proper place, is better than the recitation. And similarly, the tashahud, reciting the tashahud, and similarly, the saying between the two prostrations, saying Rabbi ighfirli, O Allah, forgive me, warhamni, and have mercy upon me, wahdini, guide me, is better than the recitation between the prostrations. Similarly, the remembrance after the salam, after making the salam in salah, making tahleel, la ilaha illallah, making tasbih, saying subhanallah, making takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, and making tahmid, saying alhamdulillah, is better than busying oneself in recitation of the Quran. Similarly, responding to the muadhin, the caller for adhan, and saying what he says is better in this place than reciting the Quran. Although we know the merits of the Quran over all forms of speeches. And similarly, the restricted remembrances, those that are restricted to particular conditions, are better than absolute recitation. And absolute recitation is better than absolute remembrance, unless the person may encounter certain incidences which would make the remembrance and would make the dua, the invocation, beneficial or more beneficial than the recitation of the Quran. For example, at certain times when the person reflects upon his sins causing him to make tawbah, seeking repentance from Allah, or that he may incidentally encounter something which makes him fear the harm of the shaitan or the shayateen from mankind and jinn, so he resorts to remembrances and invocations in order to protect himself. Also, we know that Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, equates one third of the Quran. Nevertheless, it cannot stand to substitute the verses on inheritance or those concerning divorce and periods related to that and so forth. Rather, these verses in their times, when needed, are more beneficial than reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas. Similarly, since the Salah, the prayer, comprises recitation, remembrance, dua, encompassing therefore all forms of worship and ubudiyyah to Allah, then from that angle, it is better than the recitation of the Quran or the dhikr or the invocation done alone or done separately. Why? Because it comprises all of that in addition to the submission of all the parts of the body to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the salah. So this is a very beneficial foundation, opening the door for the slave to understand the levels of actions and put them in their proper places, lest he busies himself with the preferred over the superior. And the one who comes to know this will attain a great deal of benefits. Putting these matters in their proper places at certain times, the preferred cannot be attained or reached or achieved. So busying oneself in it takes precedence. Like, for example, leaving the recitation of the Quran in order to respond for the salam, or to say to the one who sneezes يرحمك الله, which is called تشميت العاطس. Although the Quran recitation is better, but in this case he may busy himself in this which is preferred, and then he can refer or return to that which is superior. And so the same holds true with respect to the rest of deeds if they fall in competitive manners. One may go to that which is mafdool, preferred, over the superior if he will miss it, if he fears missing it. So he tries to attain it and reach it and achieve it, and then return to that which is superior. Then he said, back to what he said, rahimahullah, the dhikr of subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. These words, together with the saying of la ilaha illallah, are the best of speech after the Quran, or next to the Quran, and yet they are from the Quran. Many are the merits concerning these words and these declarations of dhikr that came in the ahadith. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next talk we will discuss some of their meanings and continue the discussions of the book, The Concise Admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. So this concludes part 19 or class 19 of this classical book by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala.